My God, give it to me.
Oh, children,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Down in the roots of jazz, you'll probably find the blues. And down in the soil around those roots, you're sure enough going to find the spirituals.
No doubt about it.
Well, the Concert Choir of Claflin University, South Carolina's oldest historically black college, performs a free concert. It's tonight at Park Hill United Methodist Church on Montview at 7:30, a free concert. But we are privileged here in Denver to have so many really solid spiritual choirs. The sponsors of this event include the Benny L. Williams Spiritual Voices, the Alphonse Robinson African American Musicians Association, and we have the director of the Concert Choir of Claflin University, Dr. Isaiah McGee, in studio this morning. Good morning, Doctor. We want to hear how you do what you do. You get to tour with this choir around the country and tell the story of the spirituals, but probably some people have never heard them before.
Yes, this is the Claflin University Concert Choir. I happen to be the director and also chair of the music department at Claflin University. Every year, every summer, I take a tour around the country with students because a lot of them are first-generation students and have never been outside of their little hometown sometimes.
First-generation college students?
College students, yes.
Okay.
Wow. And so to expose them to a great big world out there that they have not seen. And so what happens sometimes is we'll take this bus trip, and the students are so engaged or so amazed at what they see. Mm-hmm. And now I have a chance, what we call a teachable moment in education, yes, to now connect what they're experiencing with this song or this music that we call the spiritual and how it connects to their ancestry and what happens in history.
Dr. McGee, when they're singing the songs that they've practiced and sung before family and sung in South Carolina, are they sort of seeing the light bulbs come on and they're seeing audiences activated by this deeply soulful music?
Yes, the light bulbs do go off, and I get pleasure at seeing those light bulbs just pop on, especially during concerts. And they're like, oh my God, they're moved by my music.
Yes.
I said, well, it's not just your music. It's a people's music. It's a generation after generation of music that people can relate to. Although they don't know you directly, it's the text, it's the music, it's what you bring to it, the emotions, and how you deliver this message to them. And so they're moved. And so now they start to connect their inner emotions with what they're going through, their pain, their strife. As we know, the spirituals was that soothing balm that helped get our ancestors through the pains that they suffered.
Dr. Isaiah McGee is director of the Concert Choir of Claflin University, which has a bit of history there in South Carolina.
Yes, it is the oldest historically black college and university in the state of South Carolina, founded in 1869. The thing about Claflin University, one unique thing, is that this university was one of the universities in the state to open its doors to all people when it opened. Mm. Regardless of race, prejudice, or color, it opened its doors to all people. And the only requirement was that you had to have good moral character in order to enter into this institution. So it's I would consider a staple or a very pivotal institution in the state of South Carolina in that region.
Orangeburg, which is close to what? Because I haven't been
there.
It's
about 45 miles south of Columbia, which is the capital, and about an hour 15 from Charleston, the port city in South Carolina.
All right, tell us about these young people you're traveling with, your crew.
I have 32 singers that are traveling with me, and they range from the ages of 18 to 21. Majority of them are from the state of South Carolina. Some are from various parts of the country as I recruit students to come to Claflin. A lot of them are music majors, but a lot of them are not music majors. They just love to sing. And it's amazing to see them come together from all various walks of life, various backgrounds. Some are in gospel choirs. Some have come out in no choirs. But they want to sing. They want to tell a story. And so it's interesting to how I can break them down to really see and show them what music can do in the lives of themselves as well as the audience.
Dr. Isaiah McGee, director of the Concert Choir of Claflin University, performing free tonight at Park Hill United Methodist Church. the music connects. You've got young people singing very old music. What's that connection like? Well, I'm sure you got a beatbox section. You're going to break down a hip hop solo.
Well, it's interesting how I have to try to get them to understand that this is a music that's been around for a long time. And a lot of the music that they listen to currently is born out of the spirituals.
Right.
And that they have to understand where they've come from in order to know where they're going. Our ancestors endured a lot to make the pathway for them to be able to afford an education that they are being able to be afforded. And so this music is a music that comes from deep within. And so trying to get them to connect with their roots and understand that the spiritual is the foundation of a music of a people that long lived way before you can even imagine. And it's not a surprise that there are no authors. Because it's anonymous. It's because it grew out of the soul. It grew out of the spirit of a people.
So much is public domain.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Dr. McGee.
Thank you for having me. And I want to again thank Benny Williams and all that she's done in helping us to come to Denver to share our music with you guys.
You're in a place that's very welcoming to spiritual music and the spirituals in particular.
Thank you.